We are in the final weeks of the Easter season. And very shortly, we will have the celebration of Ascension and then Pentecost. And in the gospel we heard tonight, these are the words spoken by Jesus at the Last Supper. In those final hours with his apostles, his closest friends, he speaks to them about the absolute essentials. Many of these things were, of course, directed towards the future, when they would go to proclaim the good news. But much of what he also said was how he wanted them to live their life when he was no longer physically present with them. One of the things Jesus says is, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Another translation of this passage is, "If you love me, obey the commands I give you." Now, obedience is not something people want to hear today. You, as young people about to be confirmed, chances are get a little uneasy if your parents tell you to obey everything they tell you to do. And yet we need to remember that the word obedience comes from Latin, which means to listen carefully. Now that's a gentler way of understanding Jesus' call, but the more obedient we are to Christ's commandments, the more we're listening to his Spirit call us in our lives. And you as young people who are about to receive this sacrament of confirmation, and for those who will also earlier receive Eucharist when you were children or baptism, and those tonight who will receive Eucharist following confirmation, you are called to listen carefully to the Lord in your life. Now, when he talks about the commandments, yes, it's the Ten Commandments, but scholars, scripture scholars, and the lives of the saints over the centuries believe it's more than that. That Jesus, in fact, is asking them to listen carefully and to follow, that is, to live, all that he would tell them. But he knows and he knew it wasn't going to be easy. And that is why he says he will send the Paraclete, that is, an advocate, who will help them live that life that is pleasing to God. Sometimes we think that the church and Christ only tell us what we cannot do, sort of the don'ts of life. But there are the do's and the don'ts of Christian discipleship. And they might really be based upon an essential way of living life. And again, for you as young people, to be confirmed, you are ready to begin this if you haven't already. Jesus is essentially saying, do not return evil for evil. Nothing is ever achieved by retaliation. Think of how violence begets violence. Jesus says, do not judge your neighbor, for no one knows all the facts except God himself. And think about in high school how people make judgments about others solely by how they appear. We don't know people's lives. We should leave judgment to God. Do not condemn your neighbor. Well, this follows from the last. We don't know all there is. Only God does. Do not worry about food or drink or clothes. Yes, they're important, but they're not the most important. It should be all of our concerns, not just the confirmed, to make and to live a life worthy or pleasing to God, and the rest falls into place. Do not store up treasures for yourself here on earth. That is money, property, and goods. It's all passing. Do not look back once you put your hand to the plow. Jesus said that. In other words, once you've decided to follow Jesus, go forward trusting him. Christ wants you to be a part of his life, part of the church. In fact, the church needs all of you. Do not give up hope when things get difficult. Keep on trusting in Jesus and Mary, the mother of our Lord, who always intercedes for us. Maybe those are the do-nots of what essentially Christ said, but what about the do's of Christ? When he says, do be the light of goodness before others, let your light shine before others. That's the light of faith. That's why you're here tonight. Confirmation won't mean all of your struggles and difficulties to live the faith will be gone, but you'll be given the strength to seek him. Jesus says, do love one another, even our enemies. Now, Jesus said we didn't have to like everybody. He didn't even like his apostles all the time, but we have to love them. That is, we want what is best for someone. We don't want to wish them harm. Do give generously. The measure we give with will be the measure we receive. You as young people, your presence at Mass, not just tonight, but in the weeks ahead, is a great statement of hope to those who are older and also those that are younger. It is a way for you to give of yourself. And the greatest gift that you can give now is of your time and of your presence. Do forgive those who sin against you. Yes, it is difficult to forgive, but as we say in the Our Father, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Do see that our minds and hearts are clean. That means our actions also. Jesus says, take and eat. Take this cup and drink it. Do this in memory of me. The Mass, where we receive Christ, body, blood, soul, and divinity. You and I can't call ourselves disciples of Christ if we don't listen to those words and make an effort to live by them. But that is so essential. I was reading an article in the paper yesterday about a new book that's published. And it says, the people who live longest are people who have a mission in life. In other words, sometimes when older people cease to think that they're important anymore, that they don't have anything to give back, their kids are raised, the grandkids have perhaps with their families moved away, and suddenly they just seem to drift and die early. In fact, there's a higher rate of people with Alzheimer's disease amongst those who were said, I don't have any purpose in life. Well, each of you as young people, and all of us here at this church here at St. Lucie, have a mission. And what is the mission? It's given to us by Christ to go out to the world and proclaim the good news. Now, most of you will do this in marriage, God willing, raising a family, but some of you may be called to priesthood, a religious life. And as I said, Christ wants you to be close to him. The church needs you to proclaim that good news, to live with a mission. Shortly in the gestures of confirmation, there will be two significant movements. The raising and extension of hands, calling forth the Holy Spirit. That goes back to the first apostles at Pentecost. The calling forth the Holy Spirit that will be your paraclete. Then there will be the anointing with chrism oil. Chrism comes from the Greek word Christos, which means anointed one, which means Christ. The chrism oil blessed by the bishop at the chrism mass and distributed to parishes for confirmation, baptisms, and ordinations. The gifts that you will receive will strengthen you. Those are the gifts that will enable you to be Christ for others. And those gifts, again, may not mean you won't have your struggles to live the faith, but you will have help. And so those gifts are wisdom and understanding. Third is knowledge. Fourth, right judgment. Fifth is courage. Sixth is reverence. And seventh is wonder and awe of God. The God who has created you, the God who sent his Spirit to be here with us, and the Spirit now that will strengthen you as his beloved sons and daughters in the sacrament of confirmation. Before the final blessing, I would like to congratulate those of you, our young people who received confirmation, especially those who made First Eucharist, now the sacraments of initiation. There are seven sacraments, as you well know, and you have received three of them. But as Father Steve said, life continues, the life of faith, and this now will give you the strength. It's very important that you as young people, as you grow older, you will become more independent, more responsible. And thus, you will not necessarily need the adults in your life as much as you did when you were young. But there's a tendency to think that we don't need God the older we get, or at least God as much, and that is false. We need God all the more, especially to make the decisions to live a life that pleases God. So I would encourage you now with the sacrament of confirmation that each night before you sleep, that you ask for blessings upon your families and you, forgiveness, and a simple question you ask of the Lord, Lord, what do you want me to do with my life? And to be open where he leads you. Before you get up each day or before you leave the house, that is, you should say a simple prayer, and this is also for the adults. Lord, I give this day to you. The Lord always proposes. He never imposes. It's a free invitation to have a relationship with Christ. So again, Lord, I give this day to you. You invite him into your life. Please do that, and you will have that peace and joy, even in the midst of difficulty that comes with living a life as a disciple. I would like to thank, in addition to all those that Father Steve mentioned, especially the catechists, the sponsors and parents and grandparents and family, to our choir and service and lecture, to Father Chris Bennett, Pastor Santa Teresa, soon to be the pastor of St. Christopher's, who helps me. In a very special way, at this time, I would like to thank Father John Poncini, who is the vocation director, who will take on a new assignment in the parishes of St. Nicholas and St. Williams for his service to the diocese, but also living here in residence at St. Lucie and doing so much in addition to what he did as vocation director. And to Father Steve Kim, who has stepped up as the administrator with Father Kevin not being here because of a medical leave, all the hard work that Father Steve has done here at St. Lucie's, in the diocese, in teaching at St. Francis. These are some of our finest priests in the diocese, and they've been serving you, the people of God, at St. Lucie. So I'd like to thank both of you. Please stand.